Looking for Alaska. By John Green. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Looking for Alaska by John Green is a coming-of-age novel about a teenage boy named Miles Halter. Miles is an introverted and bookish high school student who is looking for something more in life. He decides to attend Culver Creek Preparatory School in Alabama, where he meets his roommate, Chip Martin, and his new friends, Takumi and Alaska Young. Alaska is a beautiful and mysterious girl who captures Miles' attention and heart. Miles and his friends have a lot of fun together, but they also get into a lot of trouble. They pull pranks on the school's weekday warriors and get into fights with the school's weekday warriors. They also get into a lot of trouble with the school's strict headmaster, Dr. Hyde. Despite all of this, Miles and Alaska become close friends and eventually fall in love. One night, Alaska and Miles go on a road trip to visit her mother. On the way back, Alaska gets into a car accident and dies. Miles is devastated by her death and is left to pick up the pieces of his life. He eventually finds solace in his friends and in his memories of Alaska. He also discovers the meaning of the great perhaps that Alaska was always searching for. Looking for Alaska is a story of love, loss, and friendship. It is a story of a young man's journey to find himself and to discover the meaning of life. It is a story of how life can be unpredictable and how we must make the most of it. It is a story of how we can find beauty and joy in the midst of tragedy. It is a story of how we can find hope and strength in the face of adversity. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Miles Halter moves to Alabama to attend Culver Creek Preparatory School and find that great perhaps Miles is a shy, introverted teenager who moves from Florida to Alabama to attend a prestigious boarding school in search of a greater purpose in life. Miles Halter is a shy, introverted teenager who is looking for something more in life. He moves from Florida to Alabama to attend Culver Creek Preparatory School, a prestigious boarding school, in search of the great perhaps. Miles is hoping to find a greater purpose in life, and he believes that attending this school will help him to do so. He is eager to make new friends and explore the possibilities that the school has to offer. He is also looking forward to the challenge of a new environment and the opportunity to learn and grow. Miles is determined to make the most of his time at Culver Creek and to find that great perhaps that he is searching for. Main idea number 2. Miles meets Alaska Young and falls in love with her. Miles meets Alaska, a beautiful and mysterious girl who is full of life and energy. He quickly falls in love with her, and they become close friends. Miles meets Alaska Young and is immediately captivated by her. She is beautiful and mysterious, full of life and energy. He quickly falls in love with her, and they become close friends. Miles is drawn to her wild spirit and her passion for life, and he finds himself wanting to be around her all the time. He is fascinated by her stories and her outlook on life, and he finds himself wanting to learn more about her. Miles and Alaska share a special bond, and they quickly become inseparable. They spend hours talking and laughing, and Miles finds himself opening up to her in ways he never has before. He finds himself wanting to protect her and keep her safe, and he finds himself wanting to be the one she turns to when she needs someone. He loves her fiercely, and he knows that she is the one for him. Miles and Alaska's love is strong and true, and it only grows stronger as time passes. They share a deep connection, and they are able to understand each other in ways that no one else can. They are each other's best friend and confidant, and they are able to share their hopes and dreams with each other. Miles knows that he has found his soulmate in Alaska, and he is determined to make their love last forever. Main idea number 3. Miles and Alaska form a group of friends called the Weekday Warriors. Miles, Alaska, and their friends form a tight-knit group called the Weekday Warriors, who spend their days exploring the campus and getting into trouble. Miles and Alaska had formed a group of friends called the Weekday Warriors. They were a tight-knit group of misfits who spent their days exploring the campus and getting into trouble. They were a group of outcasts who found solace in each other's company. They were a family, and they were determined to make the most of their time together. The weekday warriors were always up for an adventure. Whether it was sneaking into the school's pool late at night, or exploring the nearby woods, they were always looking for something new and exciting to do. They were a group of rebels who refused to conform to the expectations of their peers. They were determined to live life on their own terms. The weekday warriors were a source of strength and support for each other. They were a refuge from the pressures of school and the expectations of their parents. They were a group of friends who could always be counted on to have each other's backs. They were a family, and they were determined to make the most of their time together. Main idea number 4. Miles and Alaska's relationship is complicated by her troubled past. Alaska has a troubled past that she is reluctant to talk about, and her behavior is often unpredictable. This makes it difficult for Miles to understand her and their relationship. Miles and Alaska's relationship is complicated by her troubled past. Alaska has a history of trauma and pain that she is reluctant to discuss, and her behavior can be unpredictable. This makes it difficult for Miles to understand her and their relationship. Alaska's past has a profound effect on her present, and Miles struggles to comprehend the depths of her pain and the way it shapes her. He wants to be there for her, but he often feels helpless in the face of her struggles. He is determined to be a supportive friend, but he also has to learn to accept that he can't always fix her problems. Miles and Alaska's relationship is a complex one, and it is often strained by her past. Miles is patient and understanding, but he also has to learn to accept that he can't always be the one to make her feel better. He has to learn to be there for her without trying to fix her, and to accept that her past will always be a part of her. Despite the difficulties, Miles and Alaska's relationship is a strong one, and they are able to support each other through the good times and the bad. Main idea number 5. Miles and Alaska's relationship is further complicated by her relationship with her ex-boyfriend. Alaska is still in contact with her ex-boyfriend, which causes tension between her and Miles. Miles and Alaska's relationship is further complicated by her relationship with her ex-boyfriend. Miles is aware of Alaska's past relationship and is uncomfortable with her still being in contact with her ex. He is jealous of the connection they still have, and it causes tension between them. Alaska is aware of Miles' feelings and tries to reassure him that her relationship with her ex is purely platonic. However, Miles is still uneasy, and it puts a strain on their relationship. Alaska is torn between her loyalty to Miles and her need to maintain a friendship with her ex. She is constantly trying to find a balance between the two, but it is a difficult task. Miles and Alaska's relationship is further complicated by her relationship with her ex-boyfriend, and it is a source of tension between them. Main idea number 6. Miles and Alaska's relationship is tested when she disappears. Alaska suddenly disappears, leaving Miles and their friends to search for her. Miles and Alaska's relationship is tested when she suddenly disappears. Miles and their friends are left to search for her, but they have no idea where she has gone. Miles is desperate to find her, but he is also scared of what he might find. He wonders if she has left him, or if something more sinister has happened. He is determined to find her, no matter what it takes. He and his friends search everywhere, but they can't find any clues as to her whereabouts. Miles is left with a feeling of helplessness and confusion, and he is forced to confront the possibility that he may never see Alaska again. Miles is left to grapple with his emotions as he searches for Alaska. He is filled with a mix of fear, anger, and sadness. He is angry that she left without telling him, and he is scared of what might have happened to her. He is also sad that he may never get to see her again. He is determined to find her, but he is also aware that the odds of finding her are slim. He is forced to confront the possibility that he may never get to say goodbye. Miles and Alaska's relationship is tested as Miles searches for her. He is forced to confront his own feelings and fears, and he is left to wonder if he will ever find her. He is determined to find her, no matter what it takes, and he is determined to never give up hope. He is determined to find her, and he is determined to never give up on their relationship. Main idea number 7. Miles and his friends discover the truth about Alaska's disappearance. Miles and his friends discover the truth about Alaska's disappearance, which leads to a greater understanding of her and her past. Miles and his friends were determined to uncover the truth about Alaska's disappearance. After much investigation, they discovered that Alaska had been struggling with depression and had taken her own life. This revelation was heartbreaking for Miles and his friends, but it also gave them a greater understanding of Alaska and her past. They realized that she had been struggling with her mental health for a long time, and that her death was a result of her illness. This newfound knowledge allowed them to grieve for Alaska in a more meaningful way, and to appreciate her life and the time they had spent with her. The truth about Alaska's disappearance also gave Miles and his friends a greater appreciation for life and the importance of mental health. They realized that life is fragile and that it is important to take care of one's mental health. They also learned that it is important to be there for those who are struggling, and to be understanding and supportive. This newfound understanding of Alaska and her past allowed them to grow and become better people. Main idea number 8. Miles and his friends must come to terms with Alaska's death. Miles and his friends must come to terms with the fact that Alaska is gone and must find a way to move on with their lives. Miles and his friends had grown so close to Alaska, and her sudden death was a shock to them all. They had to come to terms with the fact that she was gone and that their lives would never be the same. They had to find a way to cope with the pain and grief of her passing, and to find a way to move forward without her. It was a difficult process, but eventually they were able to find a way to honor her memory and to keep her spirit alive in their hearts. They had to learn to accept that life would never be the same without her, but that they could still find joy and happiness in the memories they shared with her. Miles and his friends had to learn to live with the pain of her loss, and to find a way to keep her memory alive. They had to find a way to keep her spirit alive in their hearts, and to find a way to move forward without her. It was a difficult process, but eventually they were able to find a way to honor her memory and to keep her spirit alive in their hearts. They had to learn to accept that life would never be the same without her, but that they could still find joy and happiness in the memories they shared with her. Main idea number 9. Miles learns to accept the great perhaps, which is the idea that life is unpredictable and that we must make the most of it. Miles had always been a skeptic, never believing in the idea of the great perhaps. He was content with his life, and he was content with the way things were. But when he met Alaska, he began to see the beauty in the unknown. He began to understand that life was unpredictable and that he should make the most of it. He learned to accept the great perhaps and to embrace the uncertainty of life. Miles began to take risks and to explore the world around him. He was no longer content with the status quo, but instead wanted to experience all that life had to offer. He began to take chances and to live life to the fullest. He was no longer afraid of the unknown, but instead embraced it. He had learned to accept the great perhaps and to make the most of it. Miles had come to understand that life was unpredictable and that he should make the most of it. He had learned to accept the great perhaps and to embrace the uncertainty of life. He had come to understand that life was full of surprises and that he should make the most of it. He had learned to accept the great perhaps and to make the most of it. Main idea number 10. Miles learns to accept himself and his own flaws. Miles learns to accept himself and his own flaws, and to be comfortable in his own skin. Miles had always been a perfectionist, striving to be the best at everything he did. He was constantly pushing himself to be better, to be smarter, to be faster, to be stronger. But as he grew older, he began to realize that he could never be perfect, and that it was okay to make mistakes. He learned to accept himself and his own flaws, and to be comfortable in his own skin. He stopped comparing himself to others and instead focused on his own strengths and weaknesses. He embraced his imperfections and found joy in the little things. Miles had finally found peace in himself and was able to move forward with confidence. Miles had come to understand that it was not his flaws that defined him, but rather his ability to accept them and move forward. He had learned to be kind to himself and to forgive himself for his mistakes. He was no longer afraid to take risks and to try new things, knowing that he could always pick himself up and try again. Miles had finally found the courage to be himself, and he was proud of who he had become. Main idea number 11. Miles learns to appreciate the beauty of life. Miles learns to appreciate the beauty of life, and to find joy in the small moments. Miles had always been a bit of a pessimist, but as he grew older, he began to appreciate the beauty of life. He started to take joy in the small moments, like watching the sun set or listening to the birds sing. He realized that life was too short to be spent worrying about the future, and that he should instead focus on the present. He began to appreciate the beauty of nature, and to find joy in the simple things. He learned to be grateful for the people in his life, and to cherish the moments he spent with them. He also learned to be kind to himself, and to take time to relax and enjoy life. Miles had finally come to understand that life was too precious to waste, and that he should make the most of every moment. Main idea number 12. Miles learns to take risks and to live life to the fullest. Miles learns to take risks and to live life to the fullest, and to not be afraid of failure. Miles learns to take risks and to live life to the fullest, and to not be afraid of failure. He begins to understand that life is too short to be spent in fear and regret, and that taking risks can lead to great rewards. He learns to embrace the unknown and to take chances, even if it means making mistakes. He also learns to appreciate the beauty of life, and to make the most of every moment. He discovers that life is full of surprises, and that it is important to take risks and to live life to the fullest. Miles also learns to be brave and to stand up for what he believes in. He learns to be confident in himself and to trust his instincts. He learns to take risks and to be open to new experiences. He discovers that life is full of possibilities, and that it is important to take risks and to make the most of every opportunity. He learns to be courageous and to take risks, even if it means facing failure. Miles learns to take risks and to live life to the fullest, and to not be afraid of failure. He discovers that life is full of surprises, and that it is important to take risks and to make the most of every moment. He learns to be brave and to stand up for what he believes in, and to be confident in himself and to trust his instincts. He learns to take risks and to be open to new experiences, and to be courageous and to take risks, even if it means facing failure. Miles learns to appreciate the beauty of life, and to make the most of every moment. Main idea number 13. Miles learns to be a better friend. Miles learns to be a better friend, and to be more understanding and supportive of his friends. Miles had always been a bit of a loner, content to stay in the background and observe the world around him. But when he arrived at Culver Creek, he was determined to make friends and fit in. He quickly found himself drawn to the charismatic and enigmatic Alaska Young, and the two quickly became inseparable. But as Miles got to know Alaska better, he realized that she was struggling with her own demons, and he wanted to be there for her. He began to learn how to be a better friend, to be more understanding and supportive of his friends, and to be more open and honest with them. Miles also learned to be more patient and understanding with his friends, to listen to them and to be there for them when they needed him. He learned to be more accepting of their flaws and to be more forgiving when they made mistakes. He also learned to be more honest with himself and to be more open to the idea of making mistakes and learning from them. By learning to be a better friend, Miles was able to form stronger and more meaningful relationships with his friends, and he was able to be there for them when they needed him the most. Main idea number 14. Miles learns to forgive. Miles learns to forgive, and to let go of the past and move on. Miles had a hard time forgiving people. He was so used to holding grudges and being angry at the world that he had a hard time letting go of the past. But as he grew older, he realized that holding on to anger and resentment was only hurting himself. He began to understand that forgiveness was the only way to move on and find peace. He started to forgive those who had wronged him, and to forgive himself for his own mistakes. He learned to accept that some things are out of his control, and that it was better to focus on the present and the future than to dwell on the past. Miles had finally learned to forgive, and it was a freeing experience. Miles was now able to look at the world with a new perspective. He was no longer weighed down by the burden of anger and resentment. He was able to find joy in the little things, and to appreciate the beauty of life. He was able to find peace and contentment in his life, and to be grateful for all the good things he had. Miles had finally learned to forgive, and it was a liberating experience. Main idea number 15. Miles learns to be more open and honest with his feelings. Miles learns to be more open and honest with his feelings, and to not be afraid to express himself. Miles had always been a guarded person, keeping his emotions and thoughts to himself. He was afraid to open up and be vulnerable, and he was often misunderstood because of it. But when he met Alaska, he began to learn that it was okay to be open and honest with his feelings. He started to express himself more freely, and he found that it was liberating. He was able to connect with people on a deeper level, and he found that he was able to form stronger relationships with those around him. He also found that he was able to better understand himself and his own emotions. Miles had finally learned to be open and honest with his feelings, and it was a lesson that he would carry with him for the rest of his life. Main idea number 16. Miles learns to be more independent. Miles learns to be more independent, and to rely on himself and his own decisions. Miles had always been a bit of a follower, content to let others make decisions for him. But as he grew older, he began to realize that he needed to take control of his own life. He started to take initiative and make his own decisions, no matter how difficult they were. He learned to trust his own judgment and to stand up for himself when necessary. He also learned to be more assertive and to speak up for what he believed in. Miles was no longer content to simply go along with the crowd, he was determined to make his own path in life. Miles also began to take responsibility for his own actions. He stopped blaming others for his mistakes and instead took ownership of them. He learned to accept the consequences of his decisions, both good and bad. He also began to take responsibility for his own happiness, understanding that no one else could make him truly content. Miles was becoming more independent, and it was a liberating feeling. Miles had come a long way from the timid boy he once was. He was now confident in his own abilities and was no longer afraid to take risks. He was learning to be independent and to rely on himself and his own decisions. He was becoming the person he wanted to be, and it was a beautiful thing to behold. Main idea number 17. Miles learns to appreciate the people in his life. Miles learns to appreciate the people in his life, and to cherish the relationships he has. Miles had always been a loner, content to keep to himself and not get too close to anyone. But when he arrived at Culver Creek, he was quickly drawn into the lives of his new friends, Alaska and the Colonel. He found himself opening up to them, and soon he was sharing his thoughts and feelings with them in a way he had never done before. Miles began to realize how important it was to have people in his life who he could trust and rely on. He learned to appreciate the people in his life, and to cherish the relationships he had. He found himself looking forward to spending time with his friends, and he began to understand the value of having people around him who he could talk to and laugh with. Miles had never been one to express his emotions, but he found himself doing so more and more as he grew closer to his friends. He realized that the people in his life were a source of strength and comfort, and he was grateful for their presence. He had come to understand that having people to share his life with was a blessing, and he was determined to make the most of it. Main idea number 18. Miles learns to be more accepting of others. Miles learns to be more accepting of others, and to not judge them based on their past. Miles had always been a bit of a loner, and he was used to judging people based on their past. He had a hard time understanding why people acted the way they did, and he was often quick to judge them. But when he met Alaska, he began to learn that people are more than just their past. He learned that everyone has a story, and that it's important to be accepting of others, even if you don't understand them. He learned that it's important to give people the benefit of the doubt, and to not judge them based on their past. He also learned that it's important to be open-minded and to listen to what others have to say. By being more accepting of others, Miles was able to form deeper connections with the people around him, and he was able to learn more about himself in the process. Main idea number 19. Miles learns to be more compassionate. Miles learns to be more compassionate and to be more understanding of other people's feelings. Miles had always been a bit of a loner, content to stay in the background and observe the world around him. But when he arrived at Culver Creek, he was forced to confront his own feelings and the feelings of those around him. He quickly realized that he had been too quick to judge and too slow to empathize. He began to open up to his new friends and to understand their perspectives. He learned to be more compassionate and to be more understanding of other people's feelings. He also learned to be more patient and to take the time to really listen to what others had to say. Miles' newfound understanding of compassion and empathy allowed him to form deeper connections with his friends. He was able to understand their struggles and to offer support when they needed it. He also learned to be more forgiving of himself and of others, and to accept that everyone makes mistakes. Miles' journey of self-discovery taught him the importance of being kind and understanding, and he was able to use these lessons to become a better friend and a better person. Main idea number 20. Miles learns to find peace and happiness. Miles learns to find peace and happiness, and to be content with his life. Miles had been searching for something his entire life, but he never knew what it was. He had been searching for a way to find peace and happiness, but he never knew how. He had been searching for a way to make sense of the world, but he never knew where to start. But then he met Alaska, and everything changed. Alaska showed Miles that peace and happiness could be found in the simplest of things. She taught him to appreciate the beauty of the world around him, and to find joy in the little moments. She showed him that life was full of surprises, and that it was important to take risks and to never give up. She taught him that it was okay to make mistakes, and that it was important to learn from them. Miles learned to find peace and happiness in the everyday moments, and to be content with his life. He learned to appreciate the beauty of the world around him, and to find joy in the little things. He learned to take risks and to never give up. He learned to make mistakes and to learn from them. He learned to find peace and happiness, and to be content with his life.